DW. The first time I came into close contact with the Spreewald was during the research for a documentary. I spent hours in a dark room at the film archives in Berlin, watching black and white footage of Sorbian women and girls sitting in clusters performing feats of decorative intricacy on hard-boiled eggs, and earnest men punting plump harvests of pumpkins and gherkins up and down idyllic, sun-mottled waterways. It was as captivating as it was other era. But it's also this era, the punts and the waterways, which stretch to a collective length of more than 1,000 kilometres, are still very much a part of life in this corner of Germany. So too the gherkins that are pickled, deep-fried or made into shandy and schnapps, and the brightly coloured hand-painted eggs that come into their own at this time of year. Bärbel Lange has been crafting Sorbian Easter egg designs for almost 50 years. First as a hobby, then as a job. She not only sells what she makes, but teaches many a shaky of hand yet willing novice, such as myself.
Machen Sie es doch mal so wie das, oder?
Und ich halte es einfach, oder?
Her workshop, which amounts to a table in her shop, plays happy host to fresh, free-range eggs, neatly trimmed and shaped pigeon feathers, dyes, waxes and naked flames. The whole place is testimony not only to her craftwomanship, but to a rich and vibrant tradition, reputed to date back to the 17th century, that has endured the test of what have often been unforgiving times.
Wenn wir diese sorbische Kultur nicht hätten...
Under the Nazis, Sorbian culture and language was suppressed. Its teachers, associations and clergy banned. Though during the years of Germany's internal division, the ethnic minority was constitutionally protected and bilingual street signs and schoolrooms were not uncommon, large areas of local land were claimed for lignite mining. Village after village was cleared to make way for the giant machines. These days, some 60,000 Sorbs live in the neighbouring states of Saxony and Brandenburg. Just half of them are believed to have some command of one of the two traditional tongues, Upper and Lower Sorbian.
Und dann müssen die Mädchen Osterwasser holen.
As I sit with Bärbel, who guides me to colours as lively as the stories she shares, to tales of Easter traditions, of processions, elaborately embroidered dresses, men on horseback, and girls who fetch pre-dawn water to sprinkle in their communities as a means of ensuring good fortune, a couple of locals come into the shop. One reveals himself, through a burst of song, to be a Sorbian speaker.
Gib mir ein Ei. Gib mir ein Ei.
It translates to, give me a little egg, give me a little egg. I'm getting close to finishing the decoration of mine when he explains the meaning of his spontaneous ballad, but I have no intention of parting with it. Though the shapes I've applied with my dabbler's hand are a perfect example of imperfection, in combination with one another, Bärbel assures me, they stand for protection of the family. I like that symbolism, and it makes me think of those clusters of women and girls from the reels of old black and white film, who very possibly sat in the same building as I, painstakingly, one dab of melted wax after another, ensuring that a truly beautiful tradition would remain alive long after they had gone. DW.